Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, good night. It is Go Ask Val, 5:42 p.m. Central Standard Time. This is my first live show, and I decided just to go ahead and jump in, and this is kind of a beta test, but let's see what we can do here. I'm reading and learning, and in fact, I'm going to go ahead, since I have the screen up, I'm going to go ahead and start recording my screen so that this can be a double feature. And so I'm looking at my switchboard. Maybe this will be a tutorial for someone later on. So this is the space where it says you and your caller will appear here. Use these control buttons to put people on the air. You can also give out the guest call-in number so that listeners can call you. That is awesome. So these are I got three tips. That was tip number one. Tip number two, you can call a guest. If you have premium, the studio allows you to make an outbound call to guests and friends. It's the easy way to make your show interactive. Beautiful. Good information. And last but not least, play audio clips, enhance your broadcast with sound effects and music. You can even upload commercials or pre-recorded feature. And so that is the end of my tutorial. That is awesome information. I will definitely take advantage of those features. I am your host again, Val. Go Ask Val on Blog Talk Radio. And this is my first time going live. This is what I want to talk about for the next 10 minutes or so. Consciousness and awareness. Those are the key terms, you know, today. And this episode right here is going to be the recording, like I said, to be live. It's kind of a beta test. Introduce myself and as your hostess, let you know that this will be an open dialogue. Topics of esoteric nature, spirituality, rituals, chakra work, shadow work, and basically anything all spiritual and eccentric is welcome. And so sit back and relax and enjoy. And my favorite outro right now is I'll see you on the other side. So with that being said, who's up for synchronicities? I caught 10:13 today at 10:13 this morning. I did a snapshot of it and I posted it on my IG, and I'm learning lingo and getting out into the social setting, internet platform. I am self-proclaimed former recovering introvert. With a lot of extroverted tendencies, and in this day and time where social distancing is, again, another catchphrase, it's a challenge to connect authentically anyway. And so I'm looking for, in addition to good dialogue, connecting with those who can connect locally, and organically, to meet people of like-mindedness and spirituality and physical goals, financial goals. It is absolutely awesome in these days and times. And so as we raise our consciousness, as we speak more positively and more affirmatively so that we get the results that we want, because we are under the understanding and the understanding that we cannot talk about what we do not want and to still show up, because the universe does not respond to not. So those double negatives and, you know, I don't want this to happen, that to happen. It's time to change our language, our monologue, our self-talk. And so what I'm personally working on right now, that was a confession. What I'm personally working on right now is just that, affirmations, speaking more clearly, more concisely, with more intention, not less idle talk, more proactive, better framework and boundaries with speech as well as action. And of course, it does feel good to flow and speak fluently and just kind of chitter chatter and babble sometimes and what we call vent. But as we are, again, becoming more conscious and more result oriented, as we see the results in our lives are coming back to us quickly, then it is imperative that we slow it down and at least carve out a space where we can maybe vent it all out, have more workout time, more spiritual workout time, where our speech becomes, again, more exacting in what we say, and that's where our power is. Also reducing speech and cultivating more action oriented, more reverberation with the vibration that we say we want to be on. So if you, it takes almost stuttering to think consciously that way, and to know that every word is heard by ourselves, our inner self, and the body is the subconscious mind. The body is that which is aware of our surroundings, and it's going to limit our surroundings based on past experiences or our willingness to see other opportunities and the things that are already around us. And so I know finances are a big topic on the planet right now, as it has always been, but it's really trickling down the pike right now. And so the law of attraction applied, and the law of action, and dare I say traction, applied to your ventures and your streams of income, I invite you to become more conscious even right now of some of the opportunities that are right there in front of you. Not just your computer, which is of course a really big one, not just your phone, but in your neighborhood. And how can you get out more in nature, and how can you integrate nature into whatever business practices that you are pursuing? And so even if you're not even if you're an office person, find different ways to integrate office work with nature. And again, it helps to ground the body. It helps to clear the mind. And it helps us to unplug, you know, in more ways than one. And so I just wanted to, again, kind of introduce my background in this first live segment. I started off as a traditional, if you will, Pentecostal kid background, and started off in the religious path, got knocked off of that pretty abruptly several times until I just finally decided that it's a part of me, but it is definitely not inclusive. But I do have a strong desire and passion to teach from Holy Scripture, to show people just how relevant it is. And so it's coded, of course, and it's open to individual interpretation, and I'm not here to persuade anyone of anything or to try to convert anyone to any particular belief system or otherwise. But if they are seeking to know more and to see how words can be applied to their life, whether it's in a self-help book or a Mother Goose book or, you know, a recipe from the kitchen, it doesn't matter to me if we can find some common ground and take it as a template for our lives to live our best life. That's what my aim is to do. And so I believe people are intelligent enough, even if they can't or haven't articulated their goal and their vision in life yet, I believe they are intelligent enough to know what they do and don't want to do in their life. And most people do not want to sit up in front of a computer all of the rest of their days no matter what the economic climate or the mandates are right now. So I'm looking for different options for myself and for you. I love computer technology. I learned very early on, back when basic programming was the thing. I remember dot matrix. So I have an archive and a wealth of information that I'm wanting to share with my listening audience. And so if taking yesterday's values and catapulting them into a more sustainable future is something that you're interested in, then by all means, $ go ask Val. I also would like to share that this is a listener-supported radio talk show. And if you would like to contribute, please do so. My Cash App is $GoAskVal, and all gift amounts are appreciated. All positive feedback is appreciated. So feel free to subscribe and share and forward these motivational, inspirational public sessions and episodes. I do love language. I love communications in all. I love music, anything positive and uplifting, and I am a natural healer. I do believe in the constellations and the zodiac, and again, I can apply pretty much any modality and discipline to my life, and so there are a few that I'm very interested in, those that I've already named, of course, and I'll give you, of course, even more information about me as time goes on. But as my time is winding down, I just want to say thank you for being part of this dynamic, because there will be no need to do this if you're not there. And so I appreciate you, whether you're here today or tomorrow, or if you find this 2 years from now, I believe it's going to be the perfect time. As we close this, it is almost 5:55, almost into alignment, which is going to be great before this episode ends. Angels are truly watching over us and willing to help us. 5:55 it is p.m. Central Standard Time. It is October the 13th, a Tuesday, I believe. And so, again, thank you so much for being here whenever you find this episode, and I look forward to speaking with you again. Take care. Go as Val.